T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final segment here on the Extra Point Show. Sal ran off to Sean McDermott's press conference, which is coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll have that for you later today on our website, WGR550.com, and the Odyssey app. Just tweeted out some stats that I like to look up every week. It's pretty simple. It's not anything to go nuts about. But stat that I like to look up every week, yards per play plus minus. Again, it's super simple. It's just yards per play on offense minus yards allowed per play on defense. That's it. I guess if it tells you anything about a team, it's how well balanced they are more than anything. The Bills, unsurprisingly, are at the top. They gain 1.77 more yards per attempt than they, or per play than they allow. Kansas City at 1.02. And then, how about this? Denver at 0.57 in the plus category. They gain more than half a yard more per play than they allow. That's higher than Miami, Jacksonville, New England, Baltimore, the Raiders. The Chargers are in the negative. The Bengals are in the negative. The Titans are the worst team in the whole AFC in this category. So, you know, I just threw a couple bucks on Denver to win the conference, to win the division. They play tomorrow night. I am wondering, I'm rooting against Russell Wilson. So I guess I shouldn't have made this bet because I don't want to be rooting for him. But is there any argument to be made that we've gone a little too far with the Denver hate? Because here's a stat that says they're pretty well balanced. They're gaining yards on offense. Their defense is playing up to snuff. And they do have a talented quarterback, even if Russell Wilson is not at the height of his powers. He's a good quarterback. He's at least good. I don't think he's great, but is he good? Because that's a massive upgrade over what they've been. And they sit here at, they're 2-2, right? 2-2 record for the Denver Broncos. And they have an easy game coming up here against the Colts. And then what do they have? They've got, what? The Chargers? The Chargers are vulnerable right now. They've got the Jets, the Jaguars. I would pick the Jaguars to win that game, actually. The Titans are not good. The Raiders, they can beat the Raiders. The Panthers are bad. They got some easy games coming up. A couple of challenges, but some easy games coming up. And I am still a little skeptical that Kansas City is at the peak of their powers. Because while they looked like it against Tampa Bay, they didn't look like it in the two games before that. They lost to the Colts. It's a horrible loss. And the week before that, they got outplayed by the Chargers. It's one of those things we'll probably forget as the season goes on, because the Chargers found a way to lose the game. It was on them. They found a way to lose that football game week two, Thursday night. But it's not far enough from my memory yet. The Chargers beat the Chiefs. They just blew it. Kind of like the Bills in the playoffs last year. So, I don't know. Are the Chiefs that untouchable? Maybe they are. But I'm not done with Denver. Not done with Denver. I think it looks bad. The coach looks way over his head. And the quarterback looks like a diminished version of himself. But, again, if the coach can just get out of his own way enough to let that quarterback with that roster kind of just, you know, let talent win the day, then I think talent will carry them to the playoffs. And maybe even the division. The division, I mean, of course, it's a long shot odds, plus 550. But just, you know, given the counter opinion on the Broncos, because they are right now being universally dogged. And I like doing it too, because they're kind of a joke. They're a punching bag. And Wilson is kind of weird. But There's a lot of talent there. Judy's talented. Sutton is talented. Wilson, even diminished, is talented. Bradley Chubb. Chris Harris. They've got ball players. They got talent. And eventually, you'd like to think a team with that much talent can figure it out to some degree. So Denver. There's a little thing on Denver. All right, that's going to do it for us today here on the Extra Point Show. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. with Jeremy, and then Sal and I, of course, with the Extra Point Show again at 10. Stay tuned. Sabres live on the way next. Big preseason win over Carolina. A fun preseason win over Carolina. We're only 8 days away from the start of the Buffalo Sabres season. So some Sabres live coming up next with Marty Barana and Brian Duff. Stay tuned here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.